Alright, so nandito po tayo ngayon sa question and answer. Ang daming magagandang question and we will try to cover them all. So makasama natin ngayong hapon si Pastor Marcos Osmeña ng Green Hills Christian Fellowship Dubai, Ben Alcaraz of Emmanuel Church of Fujairah, Pastor Alex Cruz ng Grace Baptist Church Sharjah, and Pastor Ray Rodejo of Grace Reformed Baptist Church Dubai. Maraming salamat po for joining us for this question and answer this afternoon. I'll start with this first question. Pastor should be above reproach. Pero sabi niya, ang question niya basically is, pero hindi lahat ng pastor could teach faithfully sound doctrine. So, especially new pastors. So, pagdating sa preaching ng Word of God, let's say this particular pastor is erroneously or preaching out of context, and it's being rebuked and or reproved by members or other pastors, should that pastor immediately step down ng kanyang position bilang pastor, and is he unqualified from being a pastor? Pastor Marcos.
Let me preamble this by saying that I've been coming here to the UAE since 2004, and I've been doing a lot of training for pastors, lay pastors. Yeah. Now, we all know that many pastors here in the Gulf have been catapulted into the ministry without the benefit of formal seminary training.
That's right.
But their hearts are good.
That's right.
A lot of them are sincere, dedicated, devoted to the ministry. And so I would say that they are not necessarily unqualified.
Yeah.
They just need training. Therefore, there is the Gulf Theological Seminary.
Yeah.
Let's send them there.
Yeah.
You know. And for those of us who are able to train pastors and help them, say in expository preaching, I think it's one of the things that we can do good to help many of these pastors so that they become better preachers, better teachers of the Word. Theology is very important. Healthy theology, that is, and doctrine is very important. Because right doctrine leads to right living. And it develops a high view of God. If you do not have a high view of God, you will have a low view of holiness. And therefore, it's critically important for pastors to be trained, whether formally or non-formally, as long as the type of training being provided is healthy enough for them to be accurate and accurate in handling the Word, and sound in their teaching and in their understanding of the Scripture.
That's right.
Expository preaching is very, very important. It's one of the things that many pastors need to be trained, at least in this context, in this region. So I would assess well, as long as they are not living in immorality, in sinful lifestyle, what probably is lacking is just training, then we can provide those training. Let's help them. I like the idea that Crossroads is envisioning to put up this
center for
pastoral internship.
Training, yeah.
This is good. We can invite many of these pastors, you know, in the coming years, as you begin, so that we can help them develop in their ability to teach and to pastor well the churches that they have been called to serve.
Thank you, Pastor Marcos. I think you mentioned, nabanggit niyo po yung GTS. So one of the questions actually, siguro mga tatlong beses na tanong, is formal education or seminary education required for to be a pastor or some ministry?
It is necessary, because you need to be competent.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the qualifications in matters of character, but competence is also important.
Mm.
And therefore, to be able to pastor well, to teach your church well, to feed the flock well, you have to have some degree of training. Now, training is not always is not always gained through formal formal way. There are many other informal ways of training that are adequate for pastors to avail. So, but if you have the opportunity to take formal training, I would recommend that you give that a priority.
That's right.
Because it's better. It adds to your credibility, to your credential. Mm. Of course, you gotta guard your character foremost.
Yeah, would you like to add something on that?
I think I would add to that. During the time of Paul, he was giving advice to Timothy that hindi como ikaw ay bata ay panghihinaan ka na ng kalooban. So you have to preach the word and teach the word with conviction. I think I would agree with Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark, that training not necessarily means seminar. Training can be done in a form of even pastoral internship. I believe Timothy has gone into a pastoral internship under the supervision of the Apostle Paul. And in the same way, the early church fathers has undergone with discipleship with their senior pastors. So training doesn't necessarily mean seminary. But I would highly agree with Pastor Mark that if you have the opportunity to have a deeper knowledge, a deeper understanding of theological, biblical foundation para mag-lead ng flock ni Christ, it can be a very, very helpful thing to do if you aspire for an office of a pastor.
That's right. Thank you. Pastor Ray and Pastor Alex, how can you encourage a member of the church who is fit, displaying all the qualities of 1 Timothy 3, but doesn't desire, so you have to desire that, it's a noble desire, but doesn't desire to be one because of the weighty responsibility. So, how can we encourage that person?
Of course, pastor should know kung sino yung able, capable na merong
ganong... When you mean pastor, it's a lead pastor, senior pastor.
One of the men of the church. So, I think the senior pastor should be a role model. You can invite him to be with his senior pastor. Kung paano ginagawa. Yeah. For example, the evangelism. Then, I think the more we do those things, then makikita mo na parang nagmimingle siya doon sa ganong kanilang kalagayan. Then, I think you serve as an encouragement for them. Kasi hindi naman siya automatic na I saw the potential sa'yo, pero pwede ka na, gawin mo to. Ano?
That's right.
So, I think that's the proper way of discipling or looking for a leader someday to be with him hand on hand. Then, sa dulo-dulo makikita mo na nagpa-follow na siya sa steps.
Yeah. Thank you. Pastor Alex.
Kung tama yung intindi ko sa tanong, mayroong qualification.
So qualified yung lalaki ito, but he doesn't desire.
Okay, qualified siya, meaning he's doing the work of an elder. He is already eldering, meaning investing his life in other people's teaching, the word of God. The only lacking is the desire.
Yeah.
So I will talk to him, ask him why. Why there is no desire. Kasi kung meron kang gift, kasama noong gift na yon ay yung desire na ibibigay ng Diyos sa'yo. Maaaring may desire, pero sinusurpress yung desire because he thinks that there is a weighty responsibility. Mahirap ang pastor. Nag-serve ka na, ichichismis ka pa. Talagang mahirap ang siguro yung iniisip niya. So, bakit ganoon ang considerations? Mm. So, I mean, I can sense that there is a heart problem on this. Mm. Maaring takot, fear of man. Ayaw niya ng accountability. Mm. Merong desire pero sinasuppress niya. I mean, there should be hanapin kung ano yung problema ng puso.
Yeah. Some people would say na okay na ako serving the church na walang title. So they're thinking na pagiging pastor or in designation is something na...
Yes, but you are depriving the church of the gift that God has given you. Merong ang pastoral ay gift ng Diyos for the equipping of the church. Kung hindi ka papagamit in that office, you're depriving the church of the gift, and you are not obedient, you're not being obedient to your calling as a pastor.
Mm.
So may problema tayo ng obedience doon.
Yeah. Alright, next question natin is, what if the church, of course the pastors, is no longer preaching a sound doctrine? What must I do? Is leaving the church the best option? Kung hindi faithful yung preaching.
Well, first of all, find out why the pastor is inaccurate or inadequate in his teaching.
Mm.
Maybe it's because of the lack of training. Now, if the pastor is willing to train and to learn, then you can help the pastor. But if after several reminders and warnings that he needed to correct his teaching and the pastor is too arrogant to listen and would stick to his kind of theology and doctrine, then I would advise that you get out of that church quickly, as quickly as possible, because it's not good for your soul. You are endangering yourself, and you are endangering the lives of many other, the souls of many other other people. There are pastors like that. Even though you call them of their, you call out their false teaching, they still would not listen, would not, consider what you're saying. They would stick to their arrogance of probably position or whatever they are getting out of that. Then I would not waste my time, you know, listening to the teaching of that pastor.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yes, Ben.
I would also add to that yung sinabi ng ni Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 onwards, sabi niya, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints. Equip the saints. So who are the saints? Mga Christians. And what are they equipped for? They were equipped for the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The standard is the fullness of Christ, the stature of the fullness of Christ, Christ-likeness.
Yeah.
That means if you are a member of a church, ang objective is to exercise that maturity, that office. Now, we must remember na bago maging pastor si pastor, he also is a member of that church.
Yeah.
And if we are called by the Lord Jesus to love one another, we must be loving enough to be boldly approaching the pastor. Pastor, parang nag-preach po kayo kanina, pero mukha pong out of context yung inyo pong tinuro. Yeah. We should be loving enough to point that out to our pastor.
Yeah. Thank you. Would you like to say something?
Minsan kasi ang members would be very critical on what they hear.
Yeah.
So let's categorize the error. I mean, sa service review, we categorize it into three parts: theological, pastoral, and preferential. So saan ang error? Theological. Heretical na ba? Kung heretical na siya, preaching other gospel, tingin ko hindi ka na dapat magstay.
Yeah.
Run away immediately because ang sabi ng scripture, susumpain sila. Diba? Kung pastoral yung issue, kagaya na sabi ng Pastor Mark, baka may problema lang siya sa hermeneutics, may problema lang siya sa training. Mm. So we help them out sa training. Kung preferential lang siya, hindi siya issue. Kung hindi siya kasing bibong mag-preach ni Pastor Alvin, ayoko na sa kanya. No, it's preferential. We have to know kung saan yung problema. And again, bago ko umalis, I think it's wise and it's loving and it's gracious to talk to him. Sabihin mo kung ano yung problema mo. And then I think kung teachable siya, he will accept. Kung hindi, at least he knows kung ano yung dahilan.
Yes, pa. Sure.
I think we have several biblical models. No? Mm-hmm. Say, for example, si Aquila and Priscilla, when they saw Apollos preaching, and they found out that he is a bit inaccurate and inadequate. Mm. They took him aside and started to train them. Yeah. And that's good. Mm. Of course, Paul invested his life to Timothy and Titus in training them. Almost for life, right?
Yes.
Training them to sound doctrines and teachings. What I would like to recommend among us, find pastors who are healthy, that you can bounce off your teaching, your theology, and sharpen one another. Be careful about what you watch on YouTube, on the internet. There's a lot of garbage. And sometimes pastors who do not prepare well would just watch some of these preachers and begin to teach what they teach, not realizing that what they are teaching is really unsound, unhealthy for the church. So I think it would be good for us to hold ourselves accountable to other pastors who we know are well-trained, sound in their teaching, sound in their understanding of the scripture, sharp in their doctrine. And we can learn from them and with one another.
Yeah. You know,
this is one of the things that we do in our mother church. We have what we call the preaching class group.
Okay.
Because we do a thematic preaching, a series on a particular book. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks before a sermon is preached, we will already discuss that topic, how to approach that expositionally, and also how to exegete the audience who would be listening, meaning how do you make it practical. By then, you have already filtered well the sermon, and therefore when that gets preached behind the pulpit, you can rest assured that the soundness of the theology and doctrine would be delivered well to the people. So I think that's something that we can do, but you have to take the initiative to do that, to be intentional about that.
Thank you, Pastor Marcus, that's helpful. Last question is, can a pastor or elder assume the same role after committing sin? So given he is repentant of it. So let's say this former elder or pastor showing signs of repentance. Can he be reinstated sa pagiging elder ulit? Why or why not? So let's start with Pastor Alex.
Mahirap na tanong. Depende sa... I would say, may mga kasalanan ng pastor na talagang hindi na siya pwede makarecover from that. For example, in Proverbs chapter 5, nasa Old Testament yun, di ba? Disqualified agad. Okay, Proverbs chapter, I think that's 6. Tama po ba? 6, about adultery. Okay, yeah. Verse 32, he who commits adultery lacks sense.
He who does it destroy himself. He will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. So, sabi ng passage sa atin, he will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. So, I think if the sin is sexual sin, adultery, it will always be there. I think that is something that he cannot recover from. So we'll have to look into, kasi walang definite na sagot.
It's not a blanket na yes or no.
Walang yes or no. Yeah. We'll have to look yung gravity ng kasalanan, yung gravity ng repentance.
Yeah.
Kasi kailangan mong ipatunayan sa sarili, patunayan that you are coming clean out.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see the gravity, I think.
Thank you. Sorry.
I agree with Pastor Alex. It depends to the severity of sins. For me, especially for it is immoral or adultery. I think they would rather to step down instead of pastoring. Then, though you can serve. Can serve naman po hindi sa pastoral ministry for the sake of the flock. For me, that's my opinion.
This is actually debatable, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Even among scholars. But when we talk about gross sin, something that is really something that is committed that really tarnish the character of the person, because as under shepherds, we are representing the holiness of Christ, our great shepherd. I think my personal conviction is that when a pastor falls in, say, sexual immorality, he should be disqualified. Now, in the ministry, you know, of course, he has to undergo counseling and restoration
go through process,
as far as his relationship with the Lord is concerned, relationship with the people in the church. But as far as continuing with the ministry, he has already disqualified himself in that regard. It's hard because when you examine carefully the qualifications that were discussed before us by Pastor Alvin and Pastor Allen, in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, you have already tarnished one of those qualifications. Yeah. And the reproach is there. The reproach is there. It would be very difficult for people to actually acknowledge your moral ascendancy to handle the word, because it's lost. It's no longer there. And therefore, my personal position is that the person has disqualified himself in the office of a pastoral ministry.
I think I would add to that dun sa mga sinabi ng ating mga kapatid na pastor. When it comes to disqualification of an elder or a pastor, I think we have to consider that the reason for disqualification is first and foremost unrepentant sin, and also a sin that tarnished the name of Jesus Christ and the church. Now we must be careful on thinking that there is really like a certain hierarchy of sin that pertains to disqualification of a pastor. There are other sins that, you know, is not pornography or is not sexual immorality that can disqualify a pastor. And he himself should be willing to step down into that ministry. Now, by saying that, kailangan maingat tayo doon sa issue na yon. Mm-hmm. Sabi nga ni Pastor Mark, it's a debatable issue. We must distinguish that a pastor, if he is repentant, can be restored into the fellowship. Yeah. Right? 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." If a person exhibits, if a pastor exhibits a godly repentance, then he can be restored into the fellowship. However, ang mahirap doon is the trust in the church. Mm. And remember, it is the church that is really voting for a pastor to be a qualified pastor, not the pastor himself.
Yeah.
Not a pastor can raise his hand, "I want to be a pastor," and he becomes a pastor. Mm. It's the church that votes for the pastor. And so for that to happen again, to be reinstated into the office of a pastor, it takes the whole church to entrust themselves in the care of this pastor.
That's right. Thanks, it's very helpful. Maraming salamat.